Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, ghosts and ghouls. Well, Friday the 13th has passed, but I think this February topic is really neat, so I intend to talk about it. Are you superstitious? It asks. Well, no, I wouldn't say that I am. But I really enjoy hearing about other people's superstitions and various beliefs and customs from around the world. I'm really curious to know how superstitions developed and why people believe what they do and how these things came to mean what they do. My grandmother is incredibly superstitious. I wish I could get her to talk to you guys and tell you guys all about her various beliefs because, oh my gosh, she has so many of them. It's crazy. Oh, the tales she could tell. For example, she really firmly believes that certain things are bad luck. Like, if you open an umbrella in the house, that is going to bring terrible luck down upon you. And if that happens, she has to do something to mitigate that bad luck, like throwing a pinch of salt over her shoulder or something. I don't know what she does, actually. I know if she spills salt, she'll definitely throw a pinch over her shoulder. Another thing that she thinks is really bad luck is an unlit candle in the house. So every time she gets a candle, she has to light it to bring good luck. Also, she will not have an elephant statue or ornament or picture in the house if that elephant's trunk is facing downward. The trunk has to be facing upward, otherwise it's bad luck. She also ascribes certain meanings to certain actions, like if you drop a fork or a spoon or a knife, it means something. I forget which one means which, but one of them means that you're going to have company for dinner. Another one means that if you're cooking dinner, your dinner is going to turn out to be really terrible. I think another one means that you're going to have an abundance of food, something like that. She also believes that if your left hand itches, it means you're going to lose money. But if your right hand itches, it means you're going to get money. And if your nose itches, it means you're going to kiss a fool. So she has all these meanings for all these different things that could possibly happen. I personally don't believe in any of that, although I do a couple things that some folk might consider to be superstitious in nature. For example, whenever I really want something to happen, and I'm hopeful that it will, something really good, I will cross my fingers. Not for luck, but because to me that represents the cross. Now, Jesus' crucifixion itself was a horrible thing, but it resulted, as far as Christians are concerned anyway, in something incredibly good. And so that's why, for me, the cross actually is something good. And so when I am really, really praying that something good's going to happen, I'll cross my fingers. Also, when I'm feeling particularly scared or panicky, I will make the sign of the cross. I do believe in Satan, I do believe in demons, and I also firmly believe that making the sign of the cross will drive out anything that might be around that is not a force for good. So you can consider that superstitious if you want to. I can see why you might. Do I believe in telepathy? Absolutely. I've had far too many experiences with it not to. I have this friend who's like a telepathic magnet. He has been able to establish these links with people to the point where he knows exactly what they're going to say, what they're thinking, how they're feeling. It's quite uncanny, really. He has this one link with someone, and he always knows how she's feeling at a given time, generally what she's thinking. He'll finish her sentences for her. He'll utter her thoughts before she can say them. Stuff like that. And he's done that with me before, too. Like, not just once or twice. I mean a whole bunch of times. And in fact, I'd have to say my friend Kim is very telepathic as well, because she has the same ability to finish my thoughts for me before I can speak them, or finish my sentences for me as I'm saying them, or say what I'm thinking before I say it. Also, she will often call me right when I need her to. Like, if I'm feeling really sad or down about something, even if we haven't talked for a couple days, she seems to know, and she'll call, and she'll say something about it. Also, something that happens to me on a regular basis is that I will know what song is going to play on the radio right before it plays. I used to think it was totally amazing and, like, be really astounded by it and just think it was incredible, but now it's so commonplace that I don't know, I don't think as much of it anymore as I used to. I don't know how that happens, I can't explain it, but that does tend to happen to me quite a bit. As for whether or not I've had a premonition come true, well, folks, yes, I have, and it was incredibly freaky. It still gives me the shivers when I think about it. When I was a teenager, my mom had a coworker named Kelly Walker. Now, I really didn't know anything about this person. My mom seldom mentioned her, so it was not a name that I would have heard on a regular basis. So it's not like it's something that could have been stuck in my subconscious because I heard it so often. I really didn't. But I had a premonition, a premonitory dream, actually, about this person. And it scared the almighty hell out of me. Excuse me, but it did. One night, I had this really terrible, scary dream in which there was a train crash. Now, how the dream worked was that initially I heard the train coming and crashing. I'm not sure where I was. I think I was standing near the tracks or something like that. And then the dream switched and I was listening to a radio report on the news. The newscaster said, "Oh, there's been a terrible train crash and a woman by the name of Kelly Walker was killed." Well, a couple days later, my mother told me that her coworker, Kelly Walker, had died in a vehicle crash. Now, it wasn't a train that killed her, but it was still... That dream was still close enough to make me feel incredibly uncomfortable. What happened was this Kelly Walker was driving in her van, and a tractor trailer got out of control and crashed into her and killed her. So explain that one if you can, folks. I certainly have no idea why I should possibly have dreamed such a thing and what that means. But even to this day, when I think about it, it really gives me goose flesh. Just too close to reality for comfort, folks. I think I partly dreamed that because I've always had a fear of train crashes. I knew some people, actually, that were hit by a train, and one of them was killed. And ever since then, I've had a terrible fear of people getting hurt by trains. So I did used to dream about that sort of thing fairly often. But why it should have been someone by the name of Kelly Walker in that dream, I don't know. Anyway, there you have it, folks.